It's the biggest storm of the spring so far. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There's widespread storm damage across the Ohio and Tennessee river valleys from tornadoes and severe thunderstorms. There are more than 100,000 power outages reported in West Virginia.
Large sections of Kentucky and Ohio getting the brunt of the storms. Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency as multiple EF1 tornadoes were confirmed south of Louisville. One family lost their home.
The family told us six people were inside the home. They all hid in a closet as the EF1 approached. And as soon as it was over, they started smelling gas. They grabbed their shoes, they jumped in the trucks, and went to a neighbor's house. The family tells us the livestock and all their pets are okay.
Fox 41 Louisville's Joel Shipper. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Taiwan's had its strongest earthquake in 25 years. At least nine people are dead, with dozens more hurt or trapped in buildings, highway tunnels, and a coal mine. U.S. Geological Survey puts the magnitude at 7.4. The president spent an hour, 45 minutes yesterday on the phone with China's President Xi.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden raised concerns over China's support of Russia and economic competition.
We have significant differences of opinion and concerns over some unfair market practices that the PRC uses that puts American workers and families at a disadvantage. He was very clear about that.
Kirby says the two leaders also agreed to pick up the phone and speak when needed to maintain open dialogue and manage a complex relationship. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And President Biden, in a statement, says he's outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of seven humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American, in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. He says Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers and civilians. Former President Trump is suing the co-founders of the media company he now controls to strip them of their shares, accusing them of reckless and wasteful decisions. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Brussels, Belgium, to talk about more help for Ukraine.
Last time NATO foreign ministers got together, the group's secretary general proclaimed Ukraine closer to NATO than ever before. Ukraine would like to see those words backed up. It wants more military aid delivered quicker. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterparts will discuss what more can be done by Kyiv's allies before addressing the requests with Ukraine's foreign minister on Thursday. Sweden, NATO's newest member, is attending one of these get-togethers for the first time. Watch out, too, for a 75th anniversary ceremony as the alliance reaches another milestone. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Colorado House Republican Lauren Boebert is recovering from surgery to remove a blood clot in her leg. Team says she was taken to a hospital in Loveland, Colorado last night after experiencing swelling and is expected to make a full recovery with no long-term health effects. Congresswoman Boebert was diagnosed with May-Thurner syndrome. It's a rare vascular condition that affects a vein in your pelvis. A University of Texas at Austin series of layoffs is to comply with a new state law.
The university has fired dozens of employees who worked in their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The 60 workers let go in order to comply with the recently enacted law. University President Jay Hartzell says the programs are being dissolved. The bill was enacted last year over concerns that DEI emphasized social justice over merit and scholastic achievement. The change is coming after the bill's sponsor, Republican Brandon Creighton, expressed concerns that colleges and universities around the state were dragging their feet with compliance. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Voters in Jackson County, Missouri, overwhelmingly reject an extension of a 3/8 cent sales tax that would have helped pay for a new stadium for the Kansas City Royals baseball team and renovations for the Kansas City Chiefs football stadium. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.